Greetings, and welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I am your host, Steve Nordyke, as usual, and we are in the car at lunch, recording, windows up, because it's like a madhouse outside. There's kids on bicycles, there's people walking all over the place, so to try to give you a better listening experience on this extraordinarily cheap setup, we got the windows closed. So if I overheat and fall out, you'll know what happened. Let's get to it here. As I mentioned before, we have a draft on July 8th at 7 o'clock at night. It is an Average Joe's Fantasy Football Draft. And if you want to get in on that, it's a $10 Yahoo League. If you want to join, email me at Average Joe's Fantasy. That's avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Or add me on Twitter and ask me for the link, and I'll send it to you. It's a $10 live draft. It's a snake draft. And I do a live pay league because I think mock drafts are just a waste of time. I want us to have a little skin in the game here and put our money where our mouths are. So that's what we got going on with fantasy football. Also, if you want to email me any questions about your leagues, any questions about who to pick up, who to drop, any trade questions you may have, email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. And I have one question this week from Jeff, a very loyal and lovely listener. He says, should I be dealing for guys like Max Muncy if I'm struggling? I have Votto, Goldie, Andrews, and Donaldson. Well, that is a rough roster. That's about as bad of a draft as you can get. And I have a few teams with those exact players on it. So I know how you feel, Jeff. Man, it's always tough dealing for guys who came out of nowhere and are really putting up numbers, put together a few impressive weeks or even, a month and a half, 2 months of consistent numbers. It's hard to resist those players when you're 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, or, God forbid, last. With that said, I wouldn't deal Votto or Goldie or I'd probably deal Donaldson for him. I might deal Andrews for him. I mean, Donaldson's been a complete waste. And, the longer you wait for these guys to turn around, the farther behind you're going to get. So now, especially, that we're in June, heading into July in a couple weeks, it's becoming pivotal that trades are made or the season's going to be lost. It might be time to really sell Votto, Goldie. Goldie's been hitting well. Votto's been hitting all right. I mean, Goldie's just been tearing up the last couple weeks. Votto had put together a nice little month, but still not what we'd expect from, especially Goldie, a top 10 player, or Votto, a top, 15 player. But, what are you going to do? You're not going to give him away. You're not going to trade Goldie for Blake Snell. And you're just not going to do something like that. So it's a tough place to be in there, Jeff. But I wouldn't deal any of the big guys for him. I mean, I'm usually the guy who either goes down with the ship with a couple of these first rounders. I mean, if you have one of them, I would try to trade him away and try to get some better players. I mean, maybe you could pull off like Votto for Brian Dozier and a decent starter who's struggling, or Goldie for somebody like Jose Abreu. And, Starling Marte, something like that. I mean, quality players. I wouldn't be dealing them for Muncy, even though I like Muncy. I had him on, like, five teams, which should tell you, A, I didn't draft particularly well on five teams, and B, that I'm a believer, and he's starting. So, no, I wouldn't make a trade for any of those big guys, but if you can get somebody just below, Abreu and Muncy for Votto, I'm taking it. If you're down there at 8th, I'm taking those trades, and I'm looking to make things happen, get up there in the pay. So something like that I would do. All right. As far as updates go, my two teams that I live drafted for you guys are not doing great. Eggs Odorizzi is 56.5. It's just, the hitting has just been brutal. Pitching has not been great. And Tals Hill, 63. They're in 7th. It's the one that's the league that everybody thinks I'm cheating. So, I mean, even though I've made these great trades, I trade for Donaldson, and now Donaldson's hurt. I mean, it's just not looking particularly good for me. I trade for Bellinger, and Bellinger's been terrible, apart from, like, three homers in three games. But other than that, he's been terrible. So I made some pretty good trades, and it's really backfired because those guys have sucked. So that's where we are. And actually, Donaldson got dropped in one of the leagues that I have. So as I'm going to talk about later, watch that wire. Get on that wire. One of the trades I made in a league the last 2 weeks, I haven't been making very many. You know, a couple weeks ago was the time to really start making big trades, bold trades. Now you're going to need to start selling some players if you're struggling. And if you're doing really well, time to sell. I mean, Albies has been behind, and I've been talking about it every episode. Time to sell high on him. The window for him for Altuve is closed, but you could probably do Altuve, Albies and a closer for Altuve, or Albies and Haniger for Altuve, something like that. Because Haniger's also, I like him. I got him on a few teams. If your team's down at the bottom, you got to get rid of him to get somebody who could really propel you, you know, into the money. Same with Castellanos. He's having a great year, but he's still ranked like 80th in Yahoo. He's just not doing it in the power department, really. I mean, he's a nice guy to have, but he's not going to lead you to victory. And if you get rid of him, you're not going to be missing that much. So if you could trade him for someone who's willing to overpay for Castellanos, let's get it done. So one of the trades I made was for Mitch Haniger and DJ LeMahieu. I traded those two guys for Gerrit Cole. The team that is making this trade is in third. My team is in third. And I'm a little bit... I mean, I got a log jam of hitters. I didn't start Haniger all last week because I have so many good hitters. LeMahieu's not starting for me. LeMahieu and Haniger actually aren't starting for me on this team because I have a ton of hitters on this squad. LeMahieu actually got off of waivers a couple weeks ago. I picked him up. He got hurt. And I held on to him, and now he's doing well again. Haniger, of course, was like a last-round pick or somebody that got off waivers in the beginning of the year. So Gerrit Cole is one of the top starters in the league this year. And generally, I like to sell high on Cole. If I have Cole, I'd like to try to package him for Kluber or Scherzer, something like that. But because my team is struggling and I just have excess hitters. I just picked up Adam Eaton a couple weeks ago when he was on the DL. So he just got activated, and I need to make room. So I'm trading. I think it's a pretty fair trade. Haniger's doing well. LeMahieu is pretty good for a top starter, and I could really use the innings. My team is like right now projected to be like five innings over, so that'll help. You know, somebody who's sucking can get out of there, like Jared Weaver, and Cole can start. Because I think Cole's gonna have a good year. He may tail off, but he's not gonna be. I don't believe he's gonna get blown up. You know, you're looking at a guy who could win 20 games. An ERA, sub-3, striking out over a batter inning. Even though that's kind of tailed off a little bit, but a batter inning is still great. You know, getting wins, great. Good ERA, good whip, plays for a great team. I'll take that all day long. I need the help. All right. On waivers, I mentioned a minute ago, watch for these big guys getting dropped. You know, I was all over Ohtani the other day when he started getting dropped, but obviously he's going to have Tommy John from what I hear, so he might not be a great pickup, but somebody like Josh Donaldson, who I just mentioned, get him. Pick him up. The season's crazy long. For someone to give up on Donaldson is absurd. We saw what he did the second half of last year. He could easily repeat that. You know, he's not gonna be the MVP Josh Donaldson like he was in the past, but he's a guy who can flat out hit when he's right. And if you're in fifth or fourth or third, a guy like that, you know, for a couple months could really bump you up two or three spots. So look for guys like that. Look for the injured guys. Always, as I've always said in every episode, keep your DL spots full. That's what they're there for. I don't generally go without keeping them full on any team unless I'm forced to activate somebody, you know, and I can't pick anybody up. But those are like free spots. I mean, LeMahieu was a free pickup. Yeah. So get on that. Let's see where we are. Injured guys you want to trade for. I love this. I love trading for injured guys. I mentioned it before. Donaldson, of course. Darvish would be great. Robbie Ray, starting to ramp it up a little bit. Elvis Andrus, of course. Bumgarner's back. You might be able to hit low on Bumgarner a little bit, but not as low as he was, you know, a month ago when he was hurt. He had a couple sub-quality starts, you would say. Not really up to his standards, but you're still going to be paying up for Bumgarner. You know, somebody's going to want Votto for Bumgarner, which is a fair trade. And if you need pitching, I would make it. But I'm not going to seek out someone to make a fair trade. That's going to stop the business that I'm in. Also, if you're looking to improve, you can start dealing some of these closers, because you're going to have closer shipping season coming up soon here. Well, these guys are going to start getting traded out and become setup men. Someone like Blake Treinen, Vizcaino from Atlanta, Herrera from Kansas City. Those dudes are all prime candidates. Shane Green from Detroit. Get them out while you can. If you're in first, you know, use them to trade up for a better closer. I don't like doing that, but if you're in first, you're doing something right. If you're down in the bottom of the list, saves are a luxury you don't need if you're ninth. You're ninth for a reason, because you're probably last in pitching or last in hitting. So get them saves out of there as Band-Aids. Now is time to move them before they get dealt. Herrera is going to be worthless as a setup guy. And it's starting to get a little warm in this vehicle. These windows up, I'll tell you that. Pick up on waivers. You're looking at Mike Leake, who's on fire, and while he's on a roll, pick him up. Carlos Rodon from the White Sox, he's healthy. He should have been on your DL spot, so a lot of you guys should have him already, because you're keeping your DL spots full, right? So, pick up him. He's Mr. Strikeout. Tanner Roark is probably on several of your teams. He shouldn't be on waivers in a lot of leagues, but I know he is in a couple. And Vince Velasquez, who really just completely punched me in the face in his last start. I was so disgusted that I couldn't even look up and see how many earned runs he gave up to accomplish that ERA feat. He single-handedly dropped me two or three spots in every team that had him. So that's great. Thanks, Vince. But still, pick him up, and he'd be great. I mean, you don't want to pitch him in Yankee Stadium, but you would pitch him at home against the Marlins. Guys, for matchups, Clayton Richard is an excellent matchup guy. Kevin Gausman, the same thing. And Mike Montgomery from the Cubs, he's been cruising. As long as he's starting, you want to have him. Again, watch for who he's playing against. But, I mean, if he's pitching in Houston, I wouldn't start him. But he's a pretty good pitcher, and he'll put up numbers against most teams. Guys to trade for who are struggling. Let's go through that list right now. Votto, I've mentioned every episode, and eventually he's got to start turning it around. Goldie, the window is starting to close. He has been on fire the last couple weeks. Justin Upton, who is cruising along, having a decent year, but not really... He's not setting the world on fire. He's doing good, though. So somebody who has him is most likely going to be in the bottom half of the league, because he's just been sort of consistent, but not consistently great. Consistently okay. So see if you can grab him, because if he starts catching fire, he'll just hit home runs en masse. Same with Jose Abreu. He's been solid. You know, good average, decent power, decent RBI and run totals. Yeah, go out and get him. If you can deal Votto or Goldie and get Abreu and somebody else really good, go for it. Another guy you want to think about, sorry, I should have mentioned on the injured, Pollock, A.J. Pollock. See if you can scoop him up for a can of beans. I mentioned during the draft he'd be outproduced by, I can't even remember the guy's name in San Diego. What was his name? I'll think of it, and then I'll remind you. Can't remember his name. What was his name? What's that outfield? Oh, Manny Margot. That's it. And it looks like I may be correct if Pollock is out for a long time. So, although that is a pretty horrible prediction right now with both guys either sucking or injured, Margot may be able to turn around and surpass him. But still, if you can get Pollock, go out and get him. Watch the wires for him. See if anybody is foolish enough to drop him. Another guy to trade for, sorry to get back to our trade for list here. Our last guy on this list is Rhys Hoskins, who's off the DL now. Would have been nice to grab him while he was on the DL. Again, I love trading for injured players. But while he's back, see if you can get him at a discount. He's been horrible this year. Especially for his average draft position. He was like, what, fifth round? So that hasn't helped a lot of people. I want to take a few minutes here and talk about head-to-head leagues. It's like I've said before, I have 15 teams, and I think half of them are head-to-head, about half of them, seven of them, I think, are head-to-head. I think out of those seven, five of them, I'm either in first or second. If I'm not in first, then I'm in second, but I'm still the highest scoring team in the league. So all of my roto leagues this year are struggling. My head-to-head teams are crushing. And they crushed last year, too. I generally haven't traditionally liked head-to-head leagues, but the more I do well, the more I'm liking them. And the strategies that I'm using, you know, I want to give you a little insight here, how to improve on your head-to-head leagues, because if you start falling behind or you're in the bottom half of your league with head-to-head, it's easiest to give up and be like, oh, I'm 18 games or 20 games back of first. Forget it, I'm done. It's not worth changing guys every day or looking for spot starters. Well, I'll tell you what, it is. And a couple strategies you can use, which I've used. I mean, I traded bets on one of my head-to-head leagues where I am second. And before I traded him, I was, I think, fifth. I traded bets for Judge and Votto. And Judge has been every bit as good as Betts since I made the trade, even though he struck out, what was that, like 40 times in that doubleheader. And Votto, in the last month since I made the trade, has been hitting decent. He's doing better than who I had at first, which was a black hole. I think it was actually Yuli Gurriel. So Votto's been all right. Judge has been equal to Betts. And then plus Betts got hurt for quite a while there. So that trade worked out. You know, I usually don't make trades like that. A 1-for-2 when I'm doing pretty well, but to pass up that kind of talent would have been foolish. So if you're at the bottom, deal your best players. You have to get more talent. If you are at the bottom, deal your best starters and your closers. Go get hitting. Go get hitting. You have to have hitting. If you pick up a guy off of waivers to play one game, meaning, what, he goes 0-for-4 and that's it, and then you're out of a pickup for the week. Most leagues have like 4 to 6 or 7 pickups a week. Wasting them on hitters is not ideal. You want to waste them on pitchers, and you want to look for guys who are, you know, who have good matchups. Playing at home against the Marlins, they have good strikeout numbers, pick them up. Worst comes to worst, just stream them. Pick up a bunch of 2-start pitchers to head into the week, regardless of who they play. You know, forfeit whip and ERA, and just try to struggle back. I mean, it's like throwing a Hail Mary, you know. Some weeks you'll do all right. Some weeks the starters will all be good, and you might squeak out a whip or an ERA win and crush the guy, you know, 7-3 or 8-2 or something. And some weeks they're going to get annihilated, and you'll tie 5-5 or lose 4-6. But that's better than getting smoked and falling, you know, farther behind. Closers are the first thing that's got to go. Give up that category first. You know, I generally don't like waving the white flag here, but closers are the one spot that you can afford to deal if you're struggling in a head-to-head league. Go get a better starter, but I would ideally deal them for elite hitters. Some of these hitters that are struggling. If you have Blake Snell, deal him for Votto, or I'm sorry, not Votto, Rhys Hoskins or something. You know, if you have Blake Treinen, deal him with a starter and go pick up a good hitter. You can find good starters depending on the matchups. It's a lot easier to stream a starter than it is to stream a hitter. So, to recap, deal some top starters and your closers. Closers first. Closers got to go. I have 2 leagues now that I don't have any closers. One of them I was way behind, and now I'm like, I don't know, I think I'm 5th. I dealt all my, I didn't deal them. I just sat them on the bench. And I just start all starters every week now. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but I'm winning like 6-3, 6-4 every week, 5-3, something like that. And I'm starting to climb back up there, you know, which helps make the game, keep the game fun, keep it more interesting, and also try to help recap some of your money you spent on these leagues. So closers got to go first, punt saves, stream pitchers, go get guys like Vince Velasquez or Zach Elfin, Clayton Richard. I mean, if Clayton Richard's pitching on the road in New York and in Boston, don't pick him up. But generally, he's going to have decent starts, you know. He's going to have decent prospects for the week. And really, that's about it. You know, you don't want to be the guy who has, you know, good starters chilling on the bench. You want to have, I mean, if you're locked in all week, just go for all starters and punt saves if you're struggling. If you're in a daily change, make sure you have a stable of pitchers. I'd much rather have a stable of pitchers than a stable of hitters. Because a hitter will give you, what, 4 extra at-bats a week, maybe? You know, if you have a second baseman on the bench, there's 4 extra at-bats. I mean, big deal. You might get an extra run. But if you have an extra pitcher, you could potentially have 2 extra starts, pick up about 10 Ks, grab a win. If you played the matchups right, you could have decent ERA and whip as well. Those are easy categories to overcome. So, with this episode in the books, I'm sweating like crazy. Remember our live draft, fantasy football live draft, July 8th, 7 p.m. The league is for Average Joe's listeners. $10 Yahoo League. Email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com for the password. And email me any questions you might have as well. I know a little bit about football. Did decent last year. But I can definitely help you draft and help you look for value and offer you advice on trades in baseball, basketball, football, pretty much anything except for hockey because hockey sucks. All right. Thank you and good luck. Average Joe's out.